From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey, Corolla Drinks fans. We've got a special anniversary coming up. November marks the 10-year anniversary of Mangria. To celebrate this milestone and, more importantly, the support that the fans have given us, we're excited to announce each and every bottle of Mangria and 33 wines during the month of November is $10 only. That's right. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and get your bottles for only $10. The holidays are coming. Thank you so much for supporting us over the past decade. It really means the world to us. We love you guys. Happy holidays from all of us at Corolla Drinks.
This episode is brought to you by Pluralsight. Try Pluralsight and get your employees everything they need to learn new cloud skills. Learn more at Pluralsight.com/vision. Pluralsight.com/vision.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Corolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice, but get on. Mandate, get it on, and welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Corolla. It's Mark. Hard out, Garagus. I hope that sticks, that moniker.
Apparently the moniker has, because now I have people tweeting at me, Hard Out Productions and Hard Out is apparently. I even have people yell at me periodically.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. See, so, now, I have a question for you. We were just talking. You have comedian friends who are unmarried. I've got...
Unmarried, yes.
Yeah. No children that they know about. I've got friends also who have not married, now in their 60s. It's interesting. I don't know that I can say that they're unhappy. I mean, I tend to see a certain amount of the wistfulness.
Freedom.
And freedom.
Joy.
Yeah, yeah, joy. Yeah. What is...
Unbridled. Victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple... I guess it might be a couple things. Let's try to figure this out. I am curious of whether those people are sort of selfish people,
right?
Who are just looking out for number one. And, you know, I think the trade-off with kids is, well, they might bring you some satisfaction and some joy. On the other hand, you're going to have to pay for braces and drive them to soccer practice at, you know, 7 in the morning in Orange County or whatever it is. Like, there's a kind of a trade-off. I would argue, I think the best way to do it is the way my parents did it, which is have the children, get whatever satisfaction you get out of children, but never pay for orthodontics or save for college or drive them anywhere. Then it's the best of both worlds, right? That's like a dog that doesn't shit. You get the companionship, but you never have to go out in the backyard.
But you don't seem to have... You don't seem to have felt like that was a reward. You.
Oh, to my parents?
Yes.
No, I grew up in a world where kids annoyed their parents. And they annoyed them to the extent that the battle cry of every parent was, take it outside. Take it outside. They literally physically remove yourself from this home. Like, it didn't matter if it was raining cats and dogs outside or there was hurricane winds. You would be doing something inside. Someone would see you doing something. And they go, go, take it out. Get out.
My father had this expression where he used to say, when I would say, I want to do something with you, or can we go? He used to say, I don't need a 40-year-old playmate, and neither do you. And that was, get outside.
Right.
Right. That was kind of his marching order.
And in a world where people are now hanging on every word that the 19-year-old spits out of their mouth, if I ever said this in front of my mom, like I'd go, oh, I wanted to say something. Oh, I forgot. Must not have been very important. She immediately downgraded this idea that I wanted to remember.
The other is when they say forgot, it must be a lie. That was another common
refrain. Oh, really?
Refrain. Yeah.
That's maybe so, Armo shit there.
Yeah, exactly, because you always want to guilt you.
Yeah, so the kids, my parents were very put upon. You know, so the kids would come in and they go, could I have a quarter? My dad would go, oh, God damn it. You know, Jesus Christ. And then I'd go, could I get a ride to Teddy Lewis's house in Van Nuys? Oh, please. Oh, God damn it. Like everything was devastating to them because your relationship was set up. You know, you weren't roommates. You were a child, so every one of your asks was going to be for money or for dinner or for a ride.
I just remember, do you remember Welch's grape juice?
Mm-hmm.
That was popular.
Yes, very
when
popular.
We were kids. Very popular.
And very delicious.
Yeah, but we couldn't drink it straight. He made my mom water it down.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to think, seriously, we're at that point where we've got to water down Welch's grape juice?
You had to step on it.
Yeah.
I had a few friends that had the powdered milk.
Yeah.
And everyone, I don't know what was wrong with everybody, but they have powdered milk.
I remember powdered milk in the box.
In one of those plastic containers that you put in the fridge with a pop snap top thing on it, Tupperware kind of for liquids, you know? Right. And then there was an alchemy that went on. Like, well, put half whole milk in there, and then 3/4 tap water, and then a sprinkling of powder. Right? Or you just buy milk, fucking nut jobs.
But there was so
much. Dad's hosing down the Welch's.
I never understood. And then
it wasn't free.
Yeah.
It was good.
Right.
Grape
juice.
The purple stuff.
The purple, and it was like you wanted it, and it satisfied you. But then when you watered it down, it was just like drinking Tang.
Yeah. That.
What was that all about?
There was no such thing as orange juice in a carton. It was the frozen block of orange juice.
I remember that, too.
To mix that up with the tap. There's nothing you could drink that's not 80% tap water. Jesus Christ. Could you imagine walking through your home trying to implement any of these decrees?
Yes. I don't think that was something that was going to be passed on generation to generation. Okay, so Gary, I have a question for you. What is the bigger buzz today? Twitter or the Chapter 11 filing for the crypto exchange?
Well, I know my answer, but I think the better person to ask is Adam. Is he up on both these?
I've heard I heard some Twitter chatter. Well, there's a couple of Twitter things going on. There was this sort of ominous presser with Biden a couple days ago where like somebody went, Elon Musk, he's doing business in foreign countries and stuff, and now he's running Twitter. And what's your plans? And Biden's like, Yeah, we're going to look into him. Like, it's like, oh, great. There's somebody who disagrees with you politically, and now you're going to look into him. This is awesome.
I don't understand how the guy was the darling of the progressive
left. Was that the Twitter case we're talking about?
Yeah, there's that.
I don't know why. First off, you're not supposed to say these things in the microphones.
Yes.
There's already all sorts of scuttlebutt about what the FBI's been doing and raiding journalists' house and raiding, you know, religious people's houses who are anti-abortion. There's already lots of whisperings about weaponizing the DOJ. Maybe you shouldn't say that in an open mic. Well, or maybe that's part of the plan.
Well, who was it? Was it Yee who said that you'd have to be retarded if you didn't have Elon living in the White House? Wasn't that Yee?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now the...
Yay, only because I corrected Adam 2 weeks ago.
Yay?
Yeah.
It's not Yee.
Because I go Yeezy. Yay. So Yeezy. It gives you the...
That's what I thought, Yee.
But it's Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, okay. We go at the end.
So you go with the Yay.
Yeah, I agree that the Yeezy thing makes it very confusing.
I'm very confused. Mm. And boy, he kind of faded. You know what he did? He laid down, like he took the good crisis management advice. He kind of just disappeared. And then Kyrie came along. And then Kyrie kind of took all the incoming fire.
Right, right.
And now it's Elon's taking some fire now.
What's going on with Elon?
So Gary can give you the give us the rundown, Gary, of firing everybody.
Yeah, he fired half the workforce, and it was done all in one day. So it's like 3,400 people or something. Mm-hmm. And of course,
by email,
and of course, they're spread across any number of countries, states, municipalities that all have different rules. So they tried to do this, you know, by the book. Within a few days, they had to go, oh, no, wait, just kidding. That was a mistake. You know, try to hire a bunch of people back, which they had varying levels of success. Mm-hmm. And then he had three or four of his high-level executives leave the company, just resign.
Mm-hmm.
The scuttlebutt was, well, he's torching Twitter. And Twitter, somebody today was comparing it to is her name Liz Truss, who lasted about 44 days as the prime minister in the
England.
UK.
Yeah.
So apparently the kind of consensus is that he's destroying Twitter. However, if you believe him, they have driven massive amounts of traffic to Twitter, correct?
Yeah, he's saying that since he took over is the highest volume of Twitter traffic that there's been in years.
Well, we're all talking about, you know, when they try to arrange a Chick-fil-A boycott, the fucking line at the drive-thru gets longer.
I can't get an engine company because it goes all the way up Lebanon Alley.
Right, of the Chick-fil-A. Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the boycott or whatever they try to do just ends up in more chatter. And more chatter, you know, I mean, it's kind of an old adage, but, you know, no press is bad press. We're now kind of, there used to be a stigma to it, but we're living kind of in a place now where if you're just going to call everyone racist or Nazi or Hitlerian or whatever, then really what's it mean anymore? And the more times you can shout out the name of this guy's company, the more the ladies from The View can talk about it. The more Bill Maher can talk about it, the more all the talking heads can talk about it. We can talk about it. It's just more traffic.
Twitter is based on chatter, and so you want that.
They tried to boycott Goya beans or whatever because the guy took a picture with the president. I do love that. Now we're going to take this immigrant. We're going to destroy him, which is a great impulse left. Guy comes to this country from Cuba, starts a business, takes a picture with the president of this country. Now he must be destroyed. But it's a good impulse. It's a healthy impulse. But fuck you, because then they end up selling more beans.
More beans than ever.
Right.
Did they put Ivanka in one of the commercials? Or did she just hold it up?
People started doing commercials for them. Yeah. So keep up with the boycotts. But so now what's going on with Elon?
Okay. So apparently with Elon, there all of the chatter is that Twitter is not long for this world. And I don't know that I buy that. I
do not buy that.
I don't buy it at all.
How can I ask this too? I mean, I'm so naive with tech stuff, but you fire half your workforce, you know, your top lieutenants walk out. I turn my phone on and it's just sitting there. I send out a tweet, it goes out, then one comes in. So what's that? What, you know, normally, look, if you run a Jiffy Lube and you fire half your employees, then
you got a tough time.
You're going to have a situation at the one in Burbank where there's nobody working there and everyone's getting their oil change. But you just fire half the workforce and the thing just works?
Well, yeah, but now Nazis are going to be able to get in there.
Oh, we're going to have to deal
people,
with the Nazis.
They were protecting us.
The half the workforce protects us from Nazis. Well,
you know, I'm paraphrasing.
I get it. So nothing. Just like we saved our democracy with the last. Wait, how do we say we should have split our democracy? The last election, we did save our democracy, or we didn't.
We kept it on life support.
We kept it on life support and for the next election.
For the next
where
election,
we may lose it.
Which now the you know the people who say that the Democrats are obsessed with Trump. You have to wonder, where are we 2 days out? And all I've heard about the elections is that it's a rebuke to Trump, as opposed to this guy won, or that we've got the Senate, or you know we eked out Arizona, or Kerry Lake still hasn't. Instead, it seems to be leading with that this is a rebuke to Trump,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I think that's the takeaway.
Trump's been saying a lot of crazy shit. He's freaked out by DeSantis.
Yeah, the sanctimonious, I thought was a pretty good line, but apparently he stole it from Roger Stone, right?
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I miss apparently that guy. I miss his hair. I miss his back tattoo.
Back tattoo is something he's just...
The thing about the Democrats and Trump is they're like... It's like being with a woman who can't stop talking shit about her ex.
Right.
And it's like at some point
that is
you
so
just
true.
Wanna go, I just wanna enjoy myself with you, baby. Yeah, but Steven, that guy. Yeah. Oh my God.
And he would say that too right before he cheated on me.
And then at some point you'd come home and you'd see the garage door was caved in. And you'd go, honey, did you crash the car? Steven did it. Steven, he lives in one of the Carolinas now. He's remarried. Well, if it hadn't been.
If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have thought about him. And
yeah, right. Just... That at a certain point, you want to go, just stop the obsession with this ex and let's turn the page here.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about for 30 seconds? Pluralsight. Oh. Helps your employees learn new cloud skills, helps your business become more agile, more resilient, and more secure. Not helping employees learn new cloud skills causes your business to become less agile, less resilient, less secure, less innovative, less profitable, and ultimately less of a business. Don't become less of a business. Try Pluralsight and get your employees everything they need to learn new cloud skills. Learn more at Pluralsight.com/vision. Pluralsight.com/vision. What do you think? So, Gary, what I was trying to say is Chapter 11 today with SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, who apparently was valued at $16 billion like a month ago, and now today is worth a dollar.
Crypto.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Right.
Do you have that
guy?
That video of him?
They're looking in. They're going to – I actually saw him exposed on Tucker, and they're going to do a deep dive into this guy because there's something going on with him.
Here's him. What is this? A year ago, Gary?
Yeah,
testifying in front of one of the House or Senate committees.
I love the science of these old pictures. Everyone behind him, who are silent, are masked up, and the guy's bloviating has no mask.
His mask is right there on the desk.
Oh, he's got the mask on the desk. I stand corrected. We're still arguing over masks, you understand? We're still arguing over this thing you take off when you talk.
right. when you're sure. expelling. Yes. Okay.
Last thing that I'll say is if you look at what precipitated some of the 2008 financial crisis, you saw a number of bilateral, bespoke, non-reported transactions happening between financial counterparties, which then got repackaged and releveraged again and again and again, such that no one knew how much risk was in that system until it all fell apart. If you compare that to what happens on FTX or other major cryptocurrency venues today, there is complete transparency about the full open interest. There is complete transparency about the positions that are held. There is a robust, consistent risk framework applied, and we're excited to work with the CFTC on our U.S. licensed and regulated venue.
Wow.
That's
sounds like Quentin Tarantino. what this kind of reminds me of?
What's the feeling you get? Because I was wondering what your reaction to this is.
Well, Gary can look into this guy. This guy is or was one of the biggest Democratic donors in the world.
Certainly was now, but in the last election cycle, he donated over $50 million.
So he's trying to buy something from somebody.
Wow.
But it reminds me of the dot-com boom and bust.
In 2000, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember I would talk to Dr. Drew, who I would see every night, and our manager, Howard Lapidus, who I kind of miss.
I know, I do miss Howard.
I don't miss doing business with him, but I do miss going out to dinner with him on occasion.
We used to have those dinners at Drew's house, and Howard would always be there, and he was very entertaining.
He was a big, bloviated Canadian guy, and again, I didn't want to do business with him, but I wouldn't mind talking to Howard. And Dr. Drew, and he would explain to me, and Howard would say, DrDrew.com's worth $50 million. And I'd go, what is it? And he'd go, it's DrDrew.com. And I'd say, yeah, but why is it worth so much? And then he'd go, because it's the internet or something. And I'd go, but doesn't it have to be something? Like who would buy it? It's worth 50. And I'd go, okay. I'm missing something. And the crypto feels like it's worth $1 billion and then it's worth nothing. Now, commercial real estate is worth $8 million and it could dip down to 6.2 or it could pop up to 11.
All depends on who's leasing it. And by the way,
and in 10 years, it'll be worth 13.3, whatever it is. But it can never be worth nothing.
Right. Because if it's worth nothing, we got a real problem.
It's impossible. That means nukes have been launched.
Exactly. That means they took Crimea and we're done. So I was watching. I'm fascinated by it. The YouTube of some of the comments by Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett, and this last Berkshire Hathaway roadshow. It's not really a roadshow that they do. Somebody brought up crypto, and Munger, who's how old? 98. He started talking. I mean, he not only had nothing good to say, but predicted it'll go to zero, that it's one of the two of them called it rat poison squared, that they can't answer the question that you just asked. That's exactly what he said. What is it? What does it do? How is there a store of value? How is this? What are you talking about? I mean, it's not the blockchain technology that underlies it, but how is it that this couldn't just implode? And they said it. And now we saw today, this is going to set off, I think, a cataclysmic problems
for all who own crypto.
Yes, this is. I mean, it's already taken a hit, but this is unbelievable.
So, in a way, even though it's not a pyramid scheme, it's sort of like a pyramid scheme.
There's kind of a Ponzi aspect to it.
I mean, you could get in early, have it bump up, and get out.
Right.
Like a pyramid. And
remember when we were kids, airplane.
And you'd be in decent, in good shape.
Yeah.
But if you rode it out, because you think many other cryptocurrencies are going to follow this.
I think this is a bellwether in terms of what's going to happen.
They just renamed Staples Center.
Yeah, Crypto Arena, right?
Crypto.com. So that's just, it's important to point out that this wasn't a cryptocurrency going down. This was a cryptocurrency exchange going down.
Uh-huh.
So basically this guy, and I mean, this gentleman's interesting if you care to read into him. I mean, there's various reports about him living with 10 roommates in a penthouse in the Bahamas, and all 10 of them are in various stages of sexual relationships with each other, and they're all college buddies, and he's a wild character. But they had this exchange, and they were one of the flashier ones. You mentioned crypto.com for Staples Center. This company that he ran paid, I think, $135 million for the naming rights for the next 19 years to a Miami arena, I believe, where the Heat play, but I'm not positive about that. I know it was a Miami arena. Mm-hmm. So they were basically a clearinghouse allowing people to buy and sell crypto using their own proprietary methods, and they leaned heavily in the celebrity space. So they signed up Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen as partners. They had Steph Curry as their global brand ambassador. They had one of the Packers who notoriously took a bunch of his salary in crypto as one of their, you know, ambassadors. So they were big and flashy in that sense.
And doesn't the fact that it's the exchange do arguably irreparable damage? Because if that's the exchange that was supposedly kind of supervising or the marketplace, for lack of a better term, if that has gone under, I just think that's the beginning of the end. I mean, you're going to find he's going to be either seated back in front of Congress or worse, I think, in very shortly, because you don't take that kind of wealth and just have it dissipate and then walk away from it unless you're what's his name from WeWorks.
All right. What other stories do we have that you might want to get to, Mark?
Well, there's, you know, the one that's kind of interesting. He's been a friend of the show on occasion is Alan Dershowitz, who's mm-hmm. been famously fighting with David Boies.
And she dropped her case, right?
Yeah. And he dropped his. I mean, they'd been suing everybody. Boies and Dershowitz. And Boies was representing Virginia Giuffre, and Boies was involved in defending and cross-complaining against Dershowitz because mm-hmm. she claimed that she had sex with Dershowitz. Mm-hmm. Dershowitz said it's categorically untrue. They've now dismissed. They made a point of saying no money changed hands.
I wish someone I never had sex with accused me of having sex with them.
Not from
a legal perspective, but just...
Just that they... Well, you have the opposite. You have that...
People running from actual past encounters. Denial.
Don't you
I
also
should sue
have
them.
That, yeah. Don't you also have that picture that you do every year?
We women. Do a list of women... Who would be most repulsed to have sex with me?
Yeah. Who curates that?
Listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah? We vote online.
You vote on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's important to find out. It's good to know.
We do the important work around
here. I go to cocktail parties. I may run into some of these people. I need to have that knowledge.
And so you've been informed of this.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about this resolution is they both have stated that no money changed hands. Mm-hmm. So nobody paid anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made a statement that I thought was interesting. Maybe I was mistaken as to whether...
She had sex with Alan Dershowitz?
Yes.
Gary, don't you think you'd know it if you had sex with Alan Dershowitz?
I
would for sure remember that.
For sure.
I don't know if you're young and impressionable. Maybe you just wouldn't remember. Or you thought it was somebody else.
Well, how long ago was this supposed to have happened?
Years ago.
And then is he going to – years? How many
he's
years?
He's aged very well.
35 years. A long time. She was supposed to be in her – before adulthood, you know, in her teenage years.
So she's 50 now or something?
Yeah, I would imagine she's late 40s.
And is this connected to Epstein somehow?
Yes, yes, yes. And then when she first came out and Epstein and all of this started.
Yeah, someone just asked Clinton about that.
Right.
She's 40 now, so maybe it was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
She's 40, so it's like 25. But she would know. It's kind of an interesting tell, by the way. Yeah, Dershowitz. I mean, this is slander of the highest degree, right?
I agree, and that's why he was so upset about it.
But did you say he dropped this case?
He they were all suing each other. I mean, he was in a death match with David Boyce, and then she made the allegations, and he was suing her, and they sued back, and was just a, for lack of a better term, a clusterfuck. And it has been going on for years. I mean, they've been fighting for years in the New York courts, back and forth.
There's an interesting clip apropos sort of this, but of Biden, and it's reminding me. There's more kind of renegade reporters now. They're not showing up to the White House and sitting in the briefing room, but everyone's got a phone, and there's all these, you know, wacky online outfits now. It's not ABC or CNN, and they're yelling out shit, and they've yelled out shit to Clinton about Epstein, and he was like, he doesn't, you know, he sort of laughed it off or whatever, but... They yelled out something to Biden, and it wasn't a yell out. Sorry, this was like a presser. And they're starting to ask about Hunter and his family and all that kind of stuff. And he said he did something interesting, because usually Biden's mode is, you know, it's just a 100% malarkey kind of approach, you know. So, you know, if I said...
And malarkey is, for people who don't know, is one of his signature expressions, along with, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So be like if somebody said, hey, Mark, the Arco station got robbed in La Cañada. Are we anywhere around that? Now, you would say... Well, God love you. You go, I take walks. I may have walked past it, but I didn't rob it. But that's not how Biden rolls. Biden would go, I've never been in La Cañada. I've never been there. And then someone would go, you own a home there. And he'd go, that's malarkey. And he doesn't go one millimeter toward answering anything, you know. So when he was asked by Hunter about Hunter Biden all on the campaign trail, it's like, I've never talked to my son. I don't know. There's nothing. I mean, he said, I've never talked to my son about any business dealings. You know, and you go, how about your brother, Jim? Never. Like, have you ever talked to your son about business, Mark? I'll tell you who you could believe. You can believe my dad if he said he never talked to me about business. There's no other dad you could believe. You're so deep in dirty taco. I mean, come on. It's impossible for a dad who's, you know, business not to talk about, especially when this is your business. I'm going to Ukraine. I'm talking to an energy company. You guys, you know, the ambassador. You guys, this is impossible. It's about, but his whole thing is not one inch, not even close. I've never been to La Cañada.
It's changed?
Somebody asked him about his family, Gary will find it, and at business, and like, what about Hunter Biden? And, you know, what about if the Republicans take over the House? Then aren't they going to launch it? Whatever. And he did his usual. He did his usual. He did the, you know, good luck with that. Like he gave a quote, which is, he said, like, they said, my coach used to say, good luck in your senior year. So he did a dismissive. That was very Biden-esque. But he ended it with, people want to move forward. And that's a tell. You see, if you said to me, you know, I'm accusing you of cheating on your wife, and I didn't cheat on my wife, I go, you're a fucking liar. I don't know what you're talking about, and I will sue your ass. But if I did, I go, look, can we just move forward here?
The past is the past.
People not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? The move from, I've never talked to my son about his business dealings ever, and he was asked multiple times, and it was a resolute nothing. I mean, I'm just approaching it from the psychology. If you were talking to a witness on the stand, to people want to move forward, that's a change.
That's a significant change. But I think there is...
And the change is, you know something, now you know people know.
I think that he also is telegraphing in a weird way that he's not going to run. Mm. I just think there's been some tells recently.
Really?
That he's not going to run. And I think you're starting to see people position themselves for that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gary, that should be a pretty findable clip. It took place couple days ago.
What you're really finding most often is the compilations of all the different times he's done it. So I'm just trying to find the new one. It's
well, you can give us the no compilation because it'll give us a nice A and B.
Oh, that's not a bad. That would take Adam's point and bring it home.
Yeah. So he did all the no compilations. This one was at the doing a press conference. I think it was a woman asking the question, Gary. Standing up in the crowd, was asking about the family, actually. And I'll buy you time. I'll hit Geico if you need a minute, Gary. All right. Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, sure you do. One or the other. You know, it's easy. Bundling. Bundle those policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save when you bundle at Geico. That's geico.com. All right, Gary, you want to play the no montage? And then maybe we'll see this is a good experiment. We can see how the answer changes.
It's a very perceptive observation.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I don't discuss business with my son. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge of any, I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
All right. Are you able to find it, or I could float another theory for a second here?
I have it. I'm just moving to a different computer, so float your theory.
I was thinking about the fortuitous nature of his son being a crazed drug addict, and we discussed it in the past, you know, because people would go, your son is a thief and he's doing businesses with corrupt governments. And then you go, he's had issues with drugs, but he's come around and, you know, he had issues. Many, many Americans struggle with substance and addiction, but, he's been 4 years sober and I support him any way I can. And then the news reporter goes, thank you. And then we move on to you. You got a birthday coming up, right, champ? And I was thinking about that. Like, it's a blessing because if he has two sons, one died. Bo died.
Right.
Bo was a decorated military guy, married to the same woman for 10 years, and I don't know, DA of...
AG, I think. AG he was AG. In fact, okay. He was AG when All right. Kamala was AG.
All right. Let's pretend he was the one doing business with the Ukrainians and the Chinese and the Russians and doing all that. No drugs, married, decorated. He was just doing that. Now the question is, what's your son doing in Ukraine? And then you can't go, he struggled. it's beautiful. You answer the drug addict part. The computer has two parts in it. It has the drug addict part, and it has a bunch of shady business dealings. But the drug addict part is perfect, because without the drug addict part, it's just a shady business part, and he answers the drug addict part, and here's the connection. I'm bringing it around.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Fetterman. Fetterman just won Pennsylvania governorship, right?
Right. Or Senate.
Senate, sorry. It's Fetterman. Fetterman is a Bernie Sanders ate a pro wrestler, bizarro land, wants to end oil and fracking and let people out of prison. Like super hard left, harder left than Bernie Sanders, nut job.
And luckily,
with horrible policies.
They put him up against the only guy that
that's
could
right.
be worse is the Turkish nationalist.
But
Dr.
then
Oz.
He has a stroke.
Right.
And now everything is about his stroke.
Right.
And so he's running on being bullied by Oz for having a stroke, and no one discusses policies with him. He's got tons of kooky policies that everyone's going, yeah, not interested in that. You are a victim. You had a stroke. You're recovering. He's a doctor. He should know better, but he bullied you out on the debate stage. And it's all, then we go, fine, he'll recover. We'll vote for this guy. So his stroke, which became the sole focus of his candidacy, became a huge distraction from his horrible policies. And Hunter Biden, his drug addiction became a huge.
So I see where you're going. It's kind of a, don't look here, look over there.
Interview, yeah, that's all anyone wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and by the way, the.
You think you have it? Sorry, Gary thinks he has it.
Gary thinks he's got it.
All right.
Republicans have made it clear that if they do take control of the House, that they want to launch a raft of investigations on day one into your handling of Afghanistan, the border. They want to look into some of your cabinet officials. They want to investigate you. They may even want to investigate your son. What's your message to Republicans who are considering investigating your family and particularly your son Hunter's business dealings?
Lots of luck in your senior year, as my coach used to say. Look, I think the American public wants us to move on and get things done for them. And
all right.
You know, I heard that there were...
That's a fucking tell. Because if I never cheat on my wife and you would bring it up, I go, I don't know how many times I got to say this.
Well,
I told you I've never cheated on my wife. I'm not moving forward.
I hadn't seen...
That's a tell.
I hadn't seen this, but I've been telling you... That when the Republicans
and also people
take
want
the
us
house.
To do people want us to do things for them,
right?
I'm not interested in American people. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I think he understands that for the next year, at least, all you're going to hear about is investigations into Hunter and the laptop. I think that's clear. I mean, if they could do the Benghazi, I mean, this is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be wall to wall. And I mean, I don't think, and by the way, they keep saying, well, they're going to impeach him over Afghanistan. I'm telling you, that's not on the top 30 of any voters.
I'm saying, Mark, if you're in the courtroom and you have a witness go from absolutely not, no, basically you going, I never been in La Cañada, I don't even know where that Arco is, to, let's turn the page.
Right. And as my coach used to say.
Right. Well,
good luck in your senior year.
Which was, that was Biden-esque. That was semi-consistent. What he did is he got out of the gate with his usual nothing. No, I mean, Biden is weird in that people go, it's kind of interesting. Like people go, 73% of Americans don't agree in the direction we're heading as a country. Any thoughts about modifying or changing directions? No, none. So it's like, wow, I love this guy. I wish he was the pilot next time I fly. We're heading toward a volcano. Yeah, you think I'm going to pull up on the Yokolo? Absolutely not. Like, so his MO is he doesn't give an inch. Trump doesn't either. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, that's
right.
The new world.
There's a certain.
Not an inch. But what you saw there was him. Reflectively go, yeah, hey, good luck. And then run it again, Garrett. And then he paused for a minute. You could see him sort of thinking. And he's like, I think people just want to, you know, move forward, which is him knowing.
What day is this?
It's about 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
After the election?
Yeah. This is his first press conference addressing the results of the election. If you look.
So I think that he recognizes the House. The House is going to just be nonstop on this.
I believe this is Wednesday, about 4:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
One more time.
Republicans have made it clear that if they do take control of the House, that they want to launch a raft of investigations on day one into your handling of Afghanistan, the border. They want to look into some of your cabinet officials. They want to investigate you. They may even want to investigate your son. What's your message to Republicans who are considering investigating your family and particularly your son Hunter's business dealings?
Lots of luck in your senior year, as my coach used to say. Look, I think the American public wants us to move on and get things done for them. And, you know, I heard that there were, it was reported, whether it's accurate or not, I'm not sure, but it was reported many times that Republicans were saying, and the former president said, how many times are you going to impeach Biden? You know, impeachment proceeding against Biden. I mean, I think the American people will look at all of that for what it is. It's just almost comedy. I mean, it's but, you know, look, I can't control what they're going to do. All I can do is continue to try to make life better for the American people.
It is a realization. It's a real realization that he knows what's coming.
Yeah, and he knows there's meat on the bone.
Well, they're going to they're going to go upside down every which way possible. What did they know? When did they know it? Was it suppressed? That's going to be.
Look, I've said this many times, just from a human standpoint. Like, if somebody, I always use this as an example, but like, if somebody accuses you of killing your wife, and you know you were out of town at the time, you don't go, look, we're just going to let the system resolve it. You go, this is insane. I'm going to sue the shit out of anybody who puts that in print. You motherfuckers are all going to owe me a huge apology. This is nuts. Hook me up to a lie detector. Do it now. You know what I mean? You don't go, look, let's just sit back and let the system.
Let the system work for itself.
That's not an innocent man. The reaction isn't right. When he had the system on his side and the news outlets and everyone else, he was very emboldened, and that's where I absolutely didn't talk, never spoke to my son, anyone in my family about whatever.
It's a very interesting theory, because clearly there's a change in tone.
Can't we just move ahead here, people? I want to work for the American people. All right. You go to AdamCarolla.com if you want to check out me in Tucson December 15th at the Rialto Theater, and then we'll do live pods and stand-up at the Tempe Improv. We'll do that as well. It says improv theater, but I think it's just a Tempe Improv. That'll be December 16th and 17th. And just go to AdamCarolla.com. Got tickets left for Working Blue, going out and doing shows with John Popper. It's going to be like a land cruise in Texas, coming up at the Sheraton. We'll play the Echo Theater as well. That'll be January 20th and 22nd. It's got AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got?
I was just down at the V Hotel and had dinner at Gigi's last night, and they really did a wonderful job. Chris was there as well within the last week, right?
Yeah, so I heard. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but nonetheless.
Yes, he got the appetizer tower and was raving about it. If you're in New York, stop by Prova Pizza or say hi to Jake at Dirty Taco. If you're in L.A., come by Engine Company 28 or 10E Mediterranean Tapas.
Ever talk to Jake about this tacos?
Never. Not once.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Mark. Hard out, Garagos. Say it. Mahala.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hi, this is Jillian. Those of us here at Court Junkie have a new podcast called Civil, where we dive into fascinating civil cases. Like in the case of a principal who took it upon himself to hypnotize students as a hobby. Then many of those students ended up dead. Or when a man was publicly and wrongfully accused of being the I-10 freeway shooter. We'll also be covering popular civil cases you've likely heard of, like O.J. Simpson and Alex Jones versus the parents of Sandy Hook.
This is AC. I have O.J. in the car.
Sandy Hook, it's got inside job written all over.
Hosted by me, Jillian Jalali, researched by Nicole Gusmerati, and written by Matt Stroud and Nick Kepler. If you like following criminal trials like I do, I think you will love Civil. Subscribe to us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save